Sense and Melody with Gil and Demling. I thought it would be, Gil.
Well, if Gene would only listen to reason, we'd get someplace.
You're going someplace, and it looks like it'll be for a ride.
Well, no matter what you say, Frank, I still think Tom is wrong.
Oh, Gene, it was all my fault.
Listen, Frank, was it your fault that Tom kissed Fifi?
Well, it was the same idea I had. He shot her a glance.
Well, nevertheless, I'm just going to show him a thing or two.
Oh, Gene, please.
Just like me. I went with a school teacher once, and she sure taught me a lesson.
Yeah, and you went with a girl usher, too, and she put you in your place.
That's a horse apiece. Let's go riding.
Now, listen, Gene.
Huh?
Frank and I have written a play about Napoleon. Will you come up to the rehearsal and forget about your troubles?
Well...
Oh, come on, Gene. The play is terrific. We're getting it all ready for the next ship's concert. Come on, please.
Well, huh? All right. But if I see Tom, I won't speak to him. I won't say a word.
You won't talk, eh? Lady, what a mother-in-law you'd make.
Every bench learns a lot when it's in the shady spot, in a park in Paris in the spring. Every car seems to stall where the darkest shadows fall, in the park in Paris in the spring. Those gendarmes always do their duty, so nurses have found. And when you're sitting with a beauty, they're always people stroll hand in hand, and the scenery is so grand, in the park in Paris in the spring. There is wine in the air, and an air of I don't care, in the park in Paris in the spring. Each lover and his love is covered, nature is a wonderful thing. And they all want to be in the park in Paris in the spring.
Very nice.
Hmm? All right, now for the play. Everybody got their parts? The title of the opus is Napoleon and Josephine, or Canny, of course.